From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Federica Mogherini, said that the IAEA is the only impartial international organization that is in charge of monitoring Iran's nuclear commitments.
What I have seen from the first reports is that Prime Minister Netanyahu has not put in question Iran's compliance with the JCPOA commitments, meaning post-2015 nuclear commitments.
Intelligence experts and diplomats said much of the evidence the Israeli leader presented during a news conference on Monday dated to before Iran signed the 2015 nuclear deal. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is going to Japan next week to attend the South Korea-Japan-China Joint Summit.
President Moon will explain the outcomes of the inter-Korean summit and discuss ways to strengthen cooperation between South Korea, Japan, and China to achieve denuclearization and permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula.
The Koreas also dismantled huge Cold War-era loudspeakers on Tuesday that were used to blare propaganda across the border. U.S. President Donald Trump criticized the criminal investigation into his 2016 election campaign's links to Russia and his White House actions. He contended that it would be very hard to obstruct the probe if he, as he says, there was no collusion with Russia to help him win the election. 49 questions investigators want to ask Mr. Trump were leaked in a New York Times story. Trump called that leak disgraceful. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the White House has announced a deal with South Korea on steel imports, but is still considering tariffs for a number of other nations.
President Trump is still weighing whether to exempt the European Union, Mexico, and Canada from tariffs, which he says are needed to protect American metal producers. There are negotiations with Australia, Argentina, and Brazil, which appear ready to be finalized. The EU has threatened if it loses its exemption, it will retaliate with its own tariffs on U.S. goods imported to Europe.
That was Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn. An Australian court ruled on Tuesday that Cardinal George Pell, one of the Vatican's highest-ranking officials and a close advisor to Pope Francis, must face trial on charges of historical sexual offenses. Pell denies that he did anything wrong. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
The Vatican said in a statement it has taken note of Tuesday's court decision and that Pell's leave of absence remains in place. Pell has long been under criticism for his handling of priests accused of sexually abusing children during his years as Archbishop of Melbourne and Sydney. He was interviewed twice by a special commission formed to investigate allegations of sexual abuse committed by clergy, many of them dating back decades. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The Syrian army unleashed a massive bombardment on the largest encircled rebel stronghold in Rostam Monday as the forces of President Bashar al-Assad seek to crush remaining rebel outposts. Reuters news agency's David Doyle reports.
State TV said the military would cease fire to allow rebel groups to surrender before, quote, the military operation begins. Last week, a Syrian minister said the enclave would be the next target after Assad's forces retook all rebel areas around Damascus. A goal it looked closer to realizing after reports that two rebel groups have agreed to withdraw from a pocket in southern Damascus. State media says the bombardment of Al-Hajja al-Azwad, where Islamic State fighters are based, continues, but also showed footage of bulldozers clearing roads in preparation for a withdrawal.
That was Reuters news reporter David Doyle. Pre-monsoon rains have started in Cox's Bazar, which is one of the most flood-prone areas of Bangladesh. UNICEF estimates that more than 100,000 people, including approximately 55,000 children, are at risk due to floods and landslides. During monsoon season, which lasts from June to September, the overall health and well-being of Rohingya refugee children is affected. Increased risk of infectious disease, poor water, and sanitation impact children whose immune systems are already weakened by acute malnutrition. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.